If you're going to come on to a rock star, the most important rule is to not quote lines from that rock star's songs in the middle of your coming on spiel. For example, the next time I see Joan Jett in a public restroom, I am not going to say, "I hate myself for loving you." I've learned that's not the way to get Joan Jett to kiss me or ask me out to the movies. Now, quoting lines from other people's songs, a different story. Had I instead said, "Joan, you make me feel like a virgin, touch for the very first time," I'd be willing to bet I'd have little Joan Jett children right now, live in a cool Joan Jett home and own more than a mattress and a secondhand bike. Life is full of regrets. The important thing is to keep going. Knowing your mistakes sometimes can become a chrysalis where your life will grow its wings. I got a mattress and a secondhand bike, not much more than a pocket full of pennies, but no one's ever made a wish on a $100 bill, and I got wells to fill with thank you, thank you, thank you for every supposed wrong turn of a taking, because now I'm waking every morning with a girl who's more rocks and stars than rock star. But goddamn, if her hands don't play my body like the sweetest violin you've ever heard, every word she says singing me broken string inside me back together again, and I'm open now like, holy cow, I can't believe your whole hand could fit. Anyway, what I meant to say is she's intelligent. Brilliant, really. And I was a pretty good banjo before she came around, but I'm a f***ing symphony now, saying, baby, let's go home and make music tonight. Let's light candles and pretend it's Christmas. You can be Mary and I'll be Joseph. In the morning, we'll call our rising sun a miracle. Because it always is, you know. It always is. Every day we live, a f***ing miracle. Thank you.